Got it down low to Rudolph. Left of the lane. Spins and put it off the glass and good. What a shot by Dobby Rudolph. And how about this? Elyria within three at 16-13.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And we welcome you back to Wolfies. Tim Elkhorn along with Rob Polinski. Matt Douglas is here from the radio station. Jared Kozar and a whole bunch of girls high school basketball coaches as we bring you our girls high school basketball preview show. It's presented by Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford. They're right across the street. We're going to get used to this place, Rob. We're here tonight until 9 o'clock. We come back Wednesday. Yeah. We've got the boys high school basketball preview show on Wednesday night presented by Nick Abraham. But tonight we're talking about the girls. Their season's about to get underway. We mentioned earlier in the hour or in the first hour our 18-game girls broadcast schedule. We're looking forward to diving into that. It'll all start on Thanksgiving weekend. And one of the new coaches this year as far as girls high school basketball is a young man that I saw galloping around the floor when he was playing for Bob Walsh over at Oberlin as a member of the then Oberlin Indians, now the Oberlin Phoenix, Tony Brown. God, I'm getting old, Tony, man. You were a sophomore starting for coach.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was.
And now you're a girls' head basketball coach. Sir. Congratulations. Yeah,
thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Wow. So, you know, going all the way back when you when you played for Coach Walsh, he wasn't an easy guy to play for. Well, did you always know you wanted to be a coach?
I guess when you make someone a point guard at a young age and you say, hey, you got to know what I know. I inadvertently at that point began coaching because as a floor general on the court, you have to kind of, you know, dictate what we want, dictate what we can see before he can see it because I'm on the court. And I guess at that point at 15 years old when he said, this is your team, we were the number one team in the state at the time. We had just come off of a 47-game winning streak, I think it was.
Yep.
And I snuck in and took a senior spot. And at that point, looking back on it, not knowing what I knew then but knowing what I know now, I think I began coaching at that point.
So what's it like to be the head coach? They always say the biggest distance on a basketball floor, the 6 inches from that assistant coach's chair to the head coach's chair.
No question, no question. It's phenomenal. You know, luckily I was already a head track coach at Elyria, so I was already engrossed in depth with the community, the kids, the athletes, the teachers, the administration. So being a girls' head coach, it's amazing. I can't even say enough. I surrounded myself with an amazing staff and former players, teachers that coach with me. So stepping right in, it was a beautiful transition.
It's been a tough couple of years for girls basketball in Elyria.
Absolutely.
How do you get it back to where it had been?
I think you just have to you have to instill a culture that you come with, that I have within me, and enlighten the players to see that, you know, sacrifice, commitment, and dedication is something that you have to live by. You have to walk the walk and talk the talk, so to speak. So in order for me to leave a niche on this program, it just has to start with giving up all of who you used to be to make you somebody, you know, that's going to be special on the court. So, and living by a standard, Doris Burke talks about it all the time. She's one of my favorite commentators outside of Tim Alcorn, of course. And she just talks about, you know, playing and living by a standard, and that's what we have to do at Elyria.
That didn't score you any points, Tony. I'm just telling you.
who's Dora? I don't know who. Tony, obviously, Mike Walsh, what he did
absolutely
as the girls' head basketball coach, phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Legendary coach.
Of course.
Sometimes it's really hard to be the guy that follows that guy.
No kidding.
Could this timing be good for you to be a couple years removed from that? And nothing against Brian, but they had a couple tough years. But could this timing be good for you now?
I think timing is everything. I think that this particular moment that I step in is great for me, especially because, and to piggyback off Mike Walsh a little bit, he's still there. He coached me in high school. So, and I was around a lot. For some odd reason, I just love, you know, coming and watching girls basketball a long time before I got into girls basketball. So I think the timing is perfect. It's all about, you know, seizing the moment. And being prepared for the moment, and I think I'm prepared for the moment. You know, after coaching with, you know, a ton of coaches, Brett Larrick, Brent Shrimp, Alaric Poole, Kurt Russell, Paul Bieber, has allowed me to be prepared for this particular moment. So timing is essential.
Do you take a little from each of them? And then
absolutely.
How does that work?
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, my time at Brookside was phenomenal. You know, just watching Brent Shrimp do what he does every day, day in and day out. Brett Lerick as well, you know, very meticulous. I'm a very concise, hardworking gentleman that I, you know, especially as an assistant coach, Brent Shrimp said to me one time, you know, I'm going to make sure you know what I know. And at that time, he said, you know, if you know what I know, you're going to want to be a head coach at some point. And he would say that to me so frequently, and I didn't really take it into consideration until, you know, obviously this position opened up, and I just jumped right in with both feet. So, absolutely. You take a lot. I think if you're a learner and a worker, be like I am, you're going to learn a little bit from everyone you encounter, especially if you want to be a coach.
Great point. Again, we're talking with Tony Brown, first-year head coach of the girls' basketball program over at Elyria. So let's talk about some girls' basketball players at Elyria. Okay. Now, it's early, I understand.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But who are some key girls that you think might develop into some important roles for your team, Tony?
Well, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, going back to when I played, being a point guard, I think a point guard has to be a floor general. I have a tough point guard. Tristan Thurman is incredible with the basketball. You know, she could beat people off the dribble. She could get other people involved. Jessie Lee just came off of an incredible volleyball season. Her in the post down low. Chelsea Ferris is one of the quickest jumpers I've ever seen in a girl. And she's got some size. She's about 5'11", you know, and some change. So we got some pieces. You know, we just got to make it all mesh and it'll come together. Also, you know, we got Tylese Noble, who is another taller girl that can shoot the ball a little bit. So, you know, we got some pieces there.
Now, you mentioned some of the coaches that you coached under, and you learn a little
Absolutely.
Bit from all of them.
No question.
And yet you've got to develop Tony Brown basketball.
Absolutely.
This is what we're going to do.
Absolutely.
So what's going to be Tony Brown basketball?
Tough nose. A little havoc defense, you know, picking up line, baseline. Energy, as I play with energy, I like to bring that energy into how I coach. You know, just getting after it, 125% all the time. So, you definitely look for that.
And I would imagine the girls get excited about that.
Absolutely.
It's not you're telling them we're going to sit back in a 2-3 zone and we're going to work the clock. If you're telling girls we're going to get up and down the floor, we're going to play, you got to be in shape, that's going to be a little bit of work. But
get excited to you telling about all those running drills you got to do, you know? Absolutely.
But I would imagine that gets them pretty excited about the year.
Of course. Well, you know, the one thing I did many moons ago inadvertently, paying it forward, I go to the soccer games. I go to the boys' soccer games, girls' soccer games, softball games, stuff like that. So me asking these kids to do something for me wasn't a far-fetched because I've shown my dedication to them, and I didn't even know I was going to be the girls' coach. You know, just being a part of the Lear program, of being a pioneer and going out. And, you know, of course, obviously being a part of the boys' basketball program, I just didn't miss hardly any sporting events. So, you know, I already had, like, the trust and that camaraderie inadvertently because I was just going anyway. So they're buying in.
So what will be a successful season for Elyria? How will you define that?
Well, I think it started when I was having a freshman team. There wasn't a freshman team last year. You know, so now that we have a freshman team, you know, I think that's a step in the right direction in terms of success. Obviously, everybody wants to be in Columbus when it's all said and done. Everybody wants to win a conference championship. I want to win tomorrow's practice.
There you go.
That's my goal. You know, I can tell you after, you know, Christmas how I felt about that. But as long as we're winning practices every day, the game part of it it'll be easy.
Very cool. I'm excited for you, man. I'm excited for Elyria girls
Appreciate
basketball.
It,
I think it's going to be a fun time over
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
I've seen you coach.
I'm intense.
I'll tell you, that acorn didn't fall far
no,
from the Wall Street.
No,
I know
no,
that,
no.
man.
No. I'm just a taller.
You got that
walk,
towel,
right?
Did Bob tell you how to grip that towel?
Hey, yes, absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? When you see it hit the floor, you know something bad. It wasn't good. So, absolutely.
Great to have you.
Thank
out,
you.
Man.
My
Congratulations,
pleasure. Thanks for having
by the way.
Thanks
good
again.
Luck this
Appreciate
year.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tony. Tony
right.
Brown, first-year head coach of the Elyria girls basketball program. A lot of energy, a lot of excitement over at Elyria this year on the girls' side. Tony starts off our second hour. Man, we've got a bunch of coaches to talk to. They have lined up here at Wolfie's, and that's a good thing. We appreciate them taking the time to come on out and talk with us. So we're going to take a quick timeout, and when we come back, it's going to be Gary Bruner, the girls' head coach over at Vermilion, that'll stop by and pay us a visit. We'll talk Lady Sailor basketball. It's our Nick Abraham Elyria Ford girls' basketball preview. Glad to have Nick Abraham Elyria Ford on board as we're here at Wolfie's. Stop on by, pay us a visit. And if you can't, keep on listening. AM 930 WEOL. Listen on your phone with the app or Rob online.
At WEOL.com.